Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I am Jason, bonus Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson. Welcome to Your Mind University, because you have stumbled onto the podcast where we take one character, construct, or team from pop culture and teach you everything you need to know about them in about an hour, except this week.
Yeah, this week is a little bit different. So normally, yes. Guys, in the holiday season, we like to take a couple weeks off. We like to take a couple weeks off. We like to stretch back and imagine ourselves on a Hawaiian beach that we're not actually on.
Let's be honest. We like to take a week off to batch record episodes for next year and read stuff for next year.
Spoilers.
That's the truth of what we're going to spend this week doing.
Well, anyways, this week there was not supposed to be an episode of Geek History Lesson.
Our schedule in all caps says no episode because of the holidays.
Exactly. And I know we gave you guys a whole bunch of episodes of Crisis Club just right before this, and what I think is a pretty good holiday special. I think it's pretty good. I think it's the best one yet. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. Hashtag Dr. Strange. Yes. Anyways, there wasn't going to be an episode this week, and then we decided that we had just recently recorded a really great episode of our bonus podcast, Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures.
Wait, Jason, what is that? I've never heard of that before.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I was about to explain.
Cool.
See, we record extra podcasts over at patreon.com/Jawin, J-W-I-I-N. I bet you guys know this. We say it all the time. It's actually what supports the podcast and keeps this free to everybody else. But, you know, I digress. Anyways, we have an extra podcast over there at the $10 level. That's called Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. And we go pretty personal.
Mm-hmm.
We go pretty goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this series this year where we recorded in the car every time we did a road trip. So every time we were in the car more than an hour, we would bring the podcast equipment along and we would record. And we would record at Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. And the last one we recorded was so good and so funny and so bonkers that we thought we'd let the entire podcast audience hear it. Now, Ashley, you need to set this up. Like, what are they going to, what is the episode about?
Okay, so we called this episode Our Zodiac Signs, or Exploring Our Zodiac Signs. I don't know. I'll know by the time we put this episode up and it's titled. And it's because I did both of our astrological birth charts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't familiar with that, I will explain what it is in the episode. And then I read our traits and we kind of decided whether or not we thought that was true or not. And we opened up and examined different parts of ourselves. And we learned from that whether or not we're supposed to be astrologically compatible or not. And it was really, really fun. It was something that I was really interested in doing. I think Jason thought it was witchcraft.
I get pretty goofy.
It led to some really funny stuff. I was really surprised. And we've had a really positive reaction to it. So we decided that it would be worth sharing with the Matt. This is our gift. This is our holiday gift to
exactly.
You.
Like, you guys use this podcast to listen to while you're traveling on the plane, in the car.
And we're honestly so honored that you would bring us with you at this time of year.
Well, and that's the cool thing, and this is what we did with the recording on the road, is the idea that we know so many people out there listen to our podcast in the car on a road trip. So it, like, when you hear us, we will be we're recording in a car when you hear this podcast. Mm-hmm. So we apologize ahead of time if you don't like the audio quality, but that way you can feel like you're in a car with us.
Mm-hmm.
So but consider this our holiday gift to you for supporting us in 2019 and for making this one of my favorite years of Geek History Lesson we've ever done.
Yeah.
And I mean, this was the year, to be honest with you, that convinced me that, oh, we're going to be doing Geek History Lesson for a very long time.
Until we pass away.
We're not going to be stopping. You'll die first, and then we'll do the Geek History Lesson on you. And then
that's about what it'll take to do the one on me.
And then I'll die. And then we'll get my mom back to do the one on me.
Your mom is going to outlive both of us?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I love Bernadette.
She's
a
classy lady.
That doesn't have anything to do with how long you live.
Oh, it does in Kansas.
Here's to you, Bernadette.
Thank you to my mother who's listening. And thank you to your mother who's listening as well.
She's not listening.
Well, thank you to your mother as well,
Ashley. My mom doesn't know how you get a podcast.
You know what I'm going
to
say?
I subscribed her phone to it, though.
I'm going to say thank you to all the mothers that are listening right now.
Thanks, Denise. I love you.
She's not listening.
She's not.
Shut up, Ashley. I apologize. I did that specifically for jokes. But thank you to all the mothers. Thank you all the fathers, mm-hmm. brothers, sisters. You guys supported us. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. And if you enjoy it and you, maybe puts you in the holiday mood or it helps you, let us know on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Ashley, where's the best place to do that?
At GHL Podcast. Jason, of course, at Jawin. Me, of course, at Ashley B. Robinson.
Yeah, let us know you enjoyed the holiday episode about our zodiac signs. And if you enjoyed it even more, consider maybe coming over to patreon.com/Jawin. And, you know, joining the cool kids over there.
We have a back catalog of Jason and Ashley specifically. And also, if you donate at that level, then you also get the Geek History Lesson extra podcast.
That's right.
So
that's right. And there's like over 150 episodes of that one.
There's like almost 200 yeah. episodes. Yeah, I think yeah. you also get Crisis Club, the full Crisis
you
Club
do.
Experience.
You do.
So but, you get a lot of good stuff.
Enough ado. Happy holidays, everybody. And, you know, enjoy this bonus episode.
Hello and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure, the Patreon exclusive podcast where we go a little deeper about ourselves and always forget how we intro the show.
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
No, we know how to do it now.
Oh, good for us.
I think we've done it enough.
It only took a year and a half.
Have we been doing this a year and a half?
We've been doing this a year and a half or 2 years.
Dear God. That's a lot of adventures.
We don't number these ones. So.
We don't. So we have no clue.
Truly.
We have no clue.
No idea. No.
I know we're over 100 Geek History Lesson extras.
Which is wild. Our first one was Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, was it not?
Yeah. Sure.
Great.
I don't keep track of the Geek History Lesson extras either. They're in a folder somewhere. I know that.
I think they're numbered in the folder.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We'll
but all right,
see.
Sure.
Anyway. We thought today we would talk about our zodiac signs, do a little astrology, and our traits, our weaknesses, whether we agree with those, and what the internet...
I'm not giving out my personal weaknesses on this podcast.
What the internet says about our compatibility based on the star cluster we were born under.
Oh, is that a thing? You have that information as well?
I do, yes.
Oh my God. We might have to end this podcast based on what you... we might have to like just... destroy the Patreon and Geek History Lesson based on what you say today.
I'm going to be honest. I knew all this already.
Oh, really?
And also...
Are you ready to pull that trigger?
Also, like, how long have we known each other? 6 years? Like, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
You and I went to a Barnes & Noble and you pulled that big birthday book off the shelf looked this up.
We did?
In the middle of the Barnes & Noble.
Okay. But I think before I did that, I like consulted my lawyer first.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Jason, what is your astrological sign and what do you know about it?
I'm a Gemini because I was born June 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Send Jason birthday gifts. I don't know when this episode's going to come out.
I mean, I'm certain.
Probably after your birthday.
I'm certain this is going to air way after my birthday. So I don't really know that much about it because Gemini seems to be one of those weird signs that like every time I read a different book, they say a completely different thing.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that. Supposedly, like, I've been told by different people that Geminis are supposed to be, like, flat-out liars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are two-faced people. And I don't see myself as a two-faced person.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I don't know. Loudmouths.
Do you know what element a Gemini is?
I think I'm an air or a water.
A Gemini is an air sign.
There you go. I was one that goes with the flow.
Yes.
As they say. Goes with the flow.
Yes.
Yep.
Cool.
I can't ask you this because you know. You know all the information. I can't ask you like what you know about your sign. What's
sure.
your sign? You're
an Aries. I'm an Aries.
Yes.
I was born on March 26th.
Send Ashley birthday cards for 2020.
Sure. You should go ahead. Send me a birthday card. Why not? Send me gifts to the P.O. box. I'd rather you honestly send more money to the Patreon because that would be more helpful.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. In 2020, if we'll still have that Patreon box or the Patreon, excuse me, the post
the
office box.
P.O. box. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah. We might be moving.
You can DM us and ask. Yep. And Aries is the fire sign. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. Mm-hmm. Aries is the dominant fire sign.
The fire nation.
Aries ruling planet is Mars. Gemini's ruling planet is Mercury, by the way.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Right, I guess.
Aries. I'm an Aries sun, moon, and rising.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
So I low-key love astrology.
Okay.
I think it's really fascinating.
Please teach us all.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure there's someone who knows more than me about this.
Yeah, I'm very certain the person who wrote the
listening.
Book on astrology probably knows more.
But I'll give you my... So
yes.
Your sun sign is what we think of as our zodiac signs. It was the main constellation that was dominant
so where
at
you're
the
born.
Time of our birth.
Yes, which is actually incorrect now because stuff has moved. The universe has moved.
Well, yeah, but we won't get into that.
Great.
So
we're not going to go
your
there.
Sun sign is Gemini.
Okay, got
my
it.
Sun sign is Aries.
All right, so what do you mean when you say moon sign? What does that mean?
So each planet is
under a different constellation because they're in different places in the sky. So is each moon. So is each, there's different asteroids and there's other heavenly bodies.
Yes.
And you can, there's, you can go to Cafe Astrology and you put in the date and time and location of your birth and it will tell you all of this. So your sun sign is your main zodiac sign. Your rising sign is how you see yourself, and your moon sign is how others see you. So if your rising and your moon are different, then people perceive you differently. So you said like people tell you that Geminis are two-faced and you don't feel two-faced because your rising is different.
Okay, so let me ask you this,
yes,
because I honestly don't know. Do you know your rising and falling?
I do.
Am I saying that right?
I've already rising, forgot. Sun, moon, and rising.
Sun, moon, and rising.
My okay. Sun, moon, and rising are all Aries.
Okay.
I'm a triple Aries, which means...
Oh, now I understand that.
If
okay.
You buy, if you believe in astrology, if you buy into it, it means that I possess and give off all of the Aries traits, that I'm less dynamic than other people.
Okay, so since we know all of yours,
yes,
can we just go through yours since you know your rising and falling? Is there any chance, and if you don't, that's totally cool, because again, this is part of our, we're recording this on the road again.
Yes.
If you don't know, like, you might not have all the available research to figure out my rising and falling.
Depends on if the internet holds out or
okay,
not.
Okay, well, let's say we can't.
So let's just
focus on yours.
Okay.
Let's just focus on you because you know yours.
Yes.
So let's go through all the Aries traits and stuff. That's what we're going to do, right?
Oh, look, I can pull yours. I can do yours right now if you want. Could do it live on the podcast.
Okay. I don't understand this, but okay, cool. Magic.
Well, the internet is holding up with the website that I go to.
Great.
Which is Cafe Astrology. They do not sponsor this podcast.
All right. How are we going to figure out this rising and falling stuff? Let's do
It'll
this.
It'll tell us.
Okay.
Okay. So hang on. I'm putting in your birth year, which I won't say out loud out of respect for you.
Do I say like who my
Jason,
favorite president is?
Do you
is?
Know what time you were born?
Yes. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. I was born at 11:35 at night.
Yes, I'm an afternoon baby. I was born on a Friday, by the way.
My mommy is convinced that that's why I am a night owl. Scrolling, 2:30, done.
This is exciting podcasting, everybody.
I know. What city were you born in?
Parsons.
Okay, good.
Do you need to know how to spell that? Why do you need that?
Because you have to know the exact geographical location.
Okay.
And then the state.
Kansas.
I know that.
I'm giving away some information on this podcast that people could track me down and maybe steal my identity.
I mean, I guess if they wanted to.
If you do steal my identity, at least make sure it's a cabin, preferably on a lakeside property. That's where I would like to go. That's the place I would like to go the best. I'm vamping for Ashley.
She's
scrolling like crazy on her phone.
Well, it thinks you were born in Parsons, New York.
Oh, that's fine. Let's go with that.
Well, now I have 1X, so I can't pull it up. So,
okay. Well, this is disappointing. All right.
Wait, now I have LTE.
I think...
This is going great.
I think the astrology gods are against me. I don't think they want to know my rising and falling.
Here we go. Parsons, Kansas. It's the second option. Submit. Do, do,
do, do, do. This is exciting vamping, everybody. Do, do, do. I'm going to guess that I am a ham sandwich as a falling, and I'm going to guess that I am a pecan pie as a rising.
Your sun is in Gemini. Your moon is in Pisces.
Okay. What does that mean?
So that's how people view you, is as a Pisces.
People view me as a Pisces. Okay. I don't even know what the traits of a Pisces are.
You're a double Gemini. Your Mars is in Gemini.
So I don't know what that means.
Those are your masculine traits.
Cool. I was like, you're speaking a lot of gibberish to me right now. So.
And your ascendant node. So your rising is a Gemini. So you're a Gemini sun, rising, and a Pisces moon. Now I have many more details because I'm on the fancy website for you.
Okay.
Ooh, what's your Chiron? Your Chiron?
What does that mean?
A Chiron is
I feel like we're doing dark magic right now. Are we going to go to the dark dimension?
No,
what
there's
is
no such thing as dark magic, just like there's no such thing as bad karma. There's only magic.
Doctor Strange would beg to differ on that.
Your Chiron is your most important asteroid. It's your major asteroid. And your Chiron, depending on its position, will tell you what your major trauma is you're trying to overcome in this life. And your Chiron is in Taurus.
Oh, okay. I don't even understand half the stuff you just said to me.
So here's your, I'm going to educate you. Solar,
please do.
Solar Gemini.
I'm so
this
lost.
Is your sun star,
great.
Okay?
All right.
Your main sign are flexible and changeable people. Their ability to adapt quickly to new situation generally gains them plenty of friends and social contacts.
That's true.
I think that's true. That's
is that true,
that's your mutant power.
Cool.
Usually quite clever and witty, Geminis enjoy intellectual conversations, and they are easily bored if they're not getting enough mental stimulation.
Oh, that's definitely true.
It can be difficult to know what a Gemini really feels in any given moment. They're often very impressionable, but sometimes scattered.
Oh, yeah. I think that's 100% true.
Short description. Oh, good. He's an optimist. He can express himself easily and tends to learn quickly. He is welcoming and gentle. He likes travel and intellectual work. Do you want to know your weakness?
Oh, yes. I'm going to guess kryptonite.
A changeable and diffuse nature.
What
may waste energy by taking on too many things.
Oh, that's 100%.
He lacks persistence in achieving set goals.
Okay, interesting. But this is like the type of stuff that you could basically glom onto anybody.
Look, you can buy as much into this as you want to.
Yes.
Okay, let's do your moon in Pisces. So this is how other people see you.
Okay, what is it? Okay, so this is how, but I think all that's pretty true. So that's right. This will be how people see me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So perhaps I can speak to this
defensive
better.
Defensive?
But we'll see. Lunar Pisceans are known to be dreamy and not always in touch with reality.
Okay.
However, though these people may not always show real world savvy in day-to-day practical affairs, they make up for it with remarkable intuition. They can put themselves in anybody's shoes with extreme ease. On the plus side, this endows them with a remarkable compassion and love. The downside with this apparent ability to break down boundaries is that these people can easily lose themselves in the suffering of others. I think that's true about you.
Oh, yeah?
I think you're a bit of an empath.
Yes.
Their sense of humor is delightfully silly and a bit odd.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll say that. Yep, 100%.
These
everybody.
Are perceptive souls who seem to be in touch with all the nuances and subtleties of human nature. Often this comes through in a strong sense of humor that is more of a receptive kind than the type of humor that can make people feel like life is the life of the party. They are generally pretty easygoing, and it is easy to get them giggling.
Is it easy? I don't think it's very easy to get me giggling.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That is all false.
There's the thing about relationships.
Oh, let's go with this.
Okay.
Is how we determine whether we're going to keep doing this podcast?
The broad strokes of our relationship, according to our sun signs,
yes,
is that we are compatible because you are an air sign who will fan my flames as a fire sign.
That
we're good. We're good as friends, and we're good as more than
that
friends.
Sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus. I'm just gonna say that right.
This description is very sexy, and I'm not going to read it.
Oh, please do. Can I read it as Doctor Strange?
You're driving.
Let's literally read it as Doctor Strange.
No, you're literally driving.
Oh, okay.
Okay, lunar Pisceans are giving and yielding. They are generally open on a sexual level in a quiet way.
Oh,
their
yes.
fantasies can be far-reaching, intricate, and rich with emotion. Love is extremely tied in with their sexuality. Most lunar Pisceans are shy. They need a trustworthy lover to bring them out. There's a delightful, accepting side to a moon in Pisces that is sometimes mistaken for weakness. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, so tell me about Chirons, because I honestly don't know what they are. They sound like they're Stargate Chirons. You know SG-1, they do the Chirons.
Are called Chevrons.
Oh, shit, they are. Damn it. All right, you got me.
I did.
Damn, you gobbledygooked me.
I know. So a Chiron is an asteroid. So not only is your astrological chart influenced by heavenly bodies, it's influenced by moons and asteroids and things like that as well. Chiron is your main asteroid, your most important asteroid.
Ask me what my favorite asteroid is.
What's your favorite asteroid?
Asteroid M.
I don't understand the
Magneto.
Joke.
That's the asteroid he lives on.
Sure.
Asteroid M.
Sure. I like Le Petit Prince's asteroid that has a little rose on it.
I also like Halley's Comet. I think I said that before, too.
That's a comet, though. That's not an asteroid.
It's close enough for me, baby.
So Chiron...
It's good enough for Mark Twain. It's good enough for me.
Sure. Chiron is important because Chiron represents which part...
Witches? Oh, my God.
Yeah, witches. Chiron represents the major trauma that you're trying to overcome in this life.
Okay.
If you want to get really crazy, you can also figure out what it means in your past lives. But that's a little beyond my scope.
What?
So your Chiron is in Taurus, which means that
I had to fight the Minotaur. I knew it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I knew it.
As an air sign, I think that represents a lot of struggle for you since you're fighting the earth, which you will lose to. Mm-hmm. But it mostly means that you're dealing with pain, and people who have Chirons and Taurus like to wear their pain on their sleeve. The good thing about it is that it can make you a stronger person, and it makes you focus on accomplishing tasks as a way of healing. So you're good at building things, starting projects, which I think is very true about you.
Sure. I'm just not good at finishing.
Also, according to this thing on the internet, there was a lot of people born in the 80s who have Chirons in Taurus.
I was definitely born in the 80s.
And it states that with a Chiron in Taurus, you learned that your value is perceived as being what you have rather than what you can do. And you bucked against that. And you choose to show your value through intelligence and physical manifestations.
Physical prowess.
Building, crafting, things like that. It also states that most children with Chirons and Taurus are born poor and struggle to overcome that identity, but their accomplishments in their adult life.
That's true. I did grow up poor.
So if you like, that is arguably accurate in some ways.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I think most of these are fairly accurate about you.
All right. Is that enough about me? Are we ready to do you?
We can do me now.
Great.
So I'm in Aries Sun, Moon, Rising, and in Aries Mercury.
Aries all the time.
And my Chiron is in Cancer.
Okay.
So Sun in Aries. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and Aries natives are the first to start and the first to finish whatever they set out to do. Aries is an active, energetic sign. People with a Sun in Aries are direct, straightforward, and uncomplicated. They expect the same from others and are baffled when they don't always get it. I think
that is exactly Ashley and Victoria Robinson.
True. The body comes first with Aries. Sun in Aries people are natural athletes. At the very least, their natural inclination is to use their body to get things done. They are not given to long, drawn-out emotional moments, nor are they big on planning ahead. Instead, they live their lives simply. What is happening right now is what's most important to Aries.
That's very true, except for the fact of... So wait, go back. What did you say about your body? Not the physical body. There was like a second thing after we learned you were an Olympian athlete.
At the very least, they use their bodies to get things done. They are not given to long, drawn out emotional moments.
Okay, there you go. There's the false part right there. That is completely false. If you know anything about Ashley, she is very long and drawn out with emotional things.
What is happening right now is most important to Aries. Impatience is a definite vice, and innovation is a huge strength. Aries love starting anything new, and they have trouble sitting still. They are pioneers in whatever they do, and theirs is a very basic quality of bravery in these people that is unmistakable. Aries generally knows what they want, and they know the quickest route to get it. They take shortcuts if they must, but generally enjoy everything above board. Underhanded isn't their style. Some Aries people are bold, but even the quieter ones are brave and even plucky in their own way. Independence is their birthright. Nothing gets them going fresh start.
Independence is your birthright.
According,
what does that mean?
I don't know. It means I'm an independent
Are you
person.
An American? Is that what that means?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
So here's Aries in a nutshell.
I got that one. Hi, I'm Aries in a nutshell. That's an awesome Aries joke. You're welcome.
Aries enjoys a challenge. Aries suns are happiest when their lives are moving forward and active. There's a childlike quality to Aries sun people, and it's often quite charming. She has a strong personality and an entrepreneurial spirit. She's ambitious and self-willed, stubborn, obstinate, and tenacious. Possible issues. Nervousness, impulsiveness, wastefulness, provoking nature, restlessness, and changeability.
Wait, what was the last one?
Changeability.
What is that?
The ability to change.
Changeability. Okay.
A likelihood to change. How do you think that? How do you think that stacks up against me?
Give it to me again, the last section, please.
Aries enjoys a challenge. Aries suns are happiest when their lives are moving forward and active.
No, that's not what. Yeah, the last little where you went through the changeability, that little part.
Oh, possible issues.
Yes.
Nervousness.
Yes.
Impulsiveness.
No.
Wastefulness.
I don't know in what realm, so I'm going to say no.
Provoking nature.
Yes.
Restlessness.
Sometimes.
Changeability. You think I have a provoking nature?
Yeah. Oh,
what
God, yes.
What
does
that mean?
100%.
What does that mean?
You love to poke the bear. All you have to do is go back and listen to Geek History Lesson. And there are so many parts where you'll go after people or go after storylines just because. Like, there's no real explanation for why you're going after them. You're just going after them because you can. I was going to ascribe you to a cartoon character in sort of that respect, but there's not one I can compare you to. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's Aries Moon. So this is how I see myself.
Okay.
Nothing quite happens soon enough for this position in the moon. There's an inherent impatience with getting what they want. Life is a series of emergencies for lunar Aryans.
That makes sense.
That's so true. They live in the moment and have a hard time waiting for things to happen. That's so true. Whims of the moment take absolute precedence in their lives. I feel like every time you ask me to do something and I go, do I have to do it like right now is what I'm describing.
That is every time. That is many episodes of the Geek History Lesson where
prep.
prep where I ask Ashley, like, we're literally sitting at the mics and I say, hey, I need that ad. And she's like, do I need to do it right now? And I'm like, well, we're kind of recording right now. So, yeah,
this is a fiery.
Also, by the way, that's provoking. That's provoking right there.
I feel like you're dragging me. This is a fiery position of the moon. Even if the sun or rising sign is low-key Minaj, moon and Aries people possess inner passion and fire. Emotional issues take precedence. Yes. There is simply no pussyfooting around when it comes to dealing with feelings. And dealing with new sentiments and needs stir up a huge desire for activity. Moon in Aries has a need for acting out their needs with no time to waste. It is hard for them to see long term or to wait for things to happen. Instant gratification rules. Oddly enough, this is a very defensive position of the moon. These natives take things very personally, and they deal with their problems by facing them right away so that they can get on with other things. I think the latter half of that is incorrect.
Yeah, and I don't think there was another part of it where it said you're indecisive or impulsive is an I word. I can't remember. Go back through the last section again.
Jesus Christ, Jason. Yep. I need you to stop me.
Again, I'm driving. So my mind is kind of divided
right
now.
Moon in Aries has a need for acting out their needs with no time to waste. It's hard for them to think long term or to wait for things to happen. Instant gratification rules.
Okay. I don't see you as an instant gratification person.
I don't think so either.
I think that's very false. And I don't think you see yourself as that, do you?
I don't at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's incorrect. I find we're finding more things wrong with yours than mine.
Their flare-ups generally end almost as quickly as they started. Lunar Aryans have an unmistakable independent streak. They put themselves right out there in the world and make an impression within whatever they do. Their self-confidence is actually variable. Although a strong personality is projected, Moon and Aries people go through plenty of ups and downs. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Instead, they are temperamental. Some might say that people with a moon in Aries actually enjoy trouble and confrontations. That's something that I fear about myself. I fear being a person who likes being sad or likes being the center of drama.
Okay.
Indeed, this position is easily bored with environments that are too peaceful. Their homes, especially their childhood homes, are often battlegrounds. True.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
They rule the roost, or at least they want to. That's more true of me.
They want to is very true.
And they are most peaceful. They are not the most peaceful of folk to live with. Is that true, Jason?
I would say that's 50% true. I'm riding that line.
And then, so my Chiron is in Cancer.
Oh, it's not in the Pegasus Galaxy?
No. Okay. I don't know if Pegasus Galaxy is real, to be completely honest.
I think it is. I believe in Stargate.
Okay, and that deals with issues around motherhood, which can manifest as either issues with your mother or with your own feelings towards maternity, and that's my
well. We have to explore
that I'm overcoming in this life.
We have to explore that as in terms of how you feel in terms of your motherhood of GHL intern Cat Brego.
I think I'm an excellent cat mom.
Let's say 50% of the time.
50% of the time. I did forget to feed him once for like a whole day.
You did. You did. And I called you on it.
And he was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But considering I'm the one that he sleeps with, I think I have the mothering down to a science. But I will say.
I just think you smell better.
That's possibly it. I'm also don't project the alpha. Brego thinks that our home hierarchy goes Jason, Brego, Ashley.
Yep. Yep. He's second in command of the apartment.
Yeah. He once bopped me in the face, and only once, and has never tried such a thing on Jason. Mm-hmm. But I don't have issues. I don't have like deep rooted issues with my mother. I love and respect my mother. I think I have typical issues with her that every other adult child would have.
I'd say that's true.
I don't think I have like a particularly bad relationship with my mother. And I am, since I'm not a mother to anyone other than the cat, perhaps.
And various plush animals.
And various stuffed animals. And all of our patrons here at the Mind University.
Whoa, easy.
Perhaps this is the trauma that I'm working to overcome is
Patreon. Patreon is the trauma.
Whether or not I will give birth to a patron.
Okay. All right.
So is there it? You go. Yeah.
All right, let's confab on all of this.
Okay.
Go.
I think they're pretty accurate, actually, which is interesting.
I think yours is off quite a bit on certain things.
In some of the descriptions, I think they might have been describing me at different points in my life, but things that are not necessarily true anymore.
Right now.
Yeah.
I would say mine weirdly nailed me, I think, pretty well. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting that I'm different on certain things. Like, I have different signs and you don't.
Yes. I guess that's why you have a more dynamic personality.
Is that true? I don't say that.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's being self-effacing.
Is that what your Chiron says?
No,
Chiron, did I use it right?
My Chiron says I don't know how to be a mom.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I think it's trained with Lilith, though, so maybe that complicates it as well.
Yes.
Lilith being the first woman,
I don't know.
Maybe?
You know...
Was this more interesting than you thought it was going to be?
It is. I'm still confused by most of it.
Well, sure.
But, you know, I don't really understand, like, up, down, rising moon, sideways, side... Do-si-do. I don't understand a lot of that stuff still.
Well, all the other planets too will tell you like it's either Saturn or Jupiter. I can't remember which one deals with your finances.
Ooh.
And stuff like that.
We don't need to say that on the podcast.
You know, like, and there's like one that deals with your mom and one that deals with your dad, and it's really fun, even if you don't actually like believe in it, mm-hmm. or care. It's really fun just to read and be like, that's kind of true.
Yeah, but at the end, isn't it all kind of true? Like, you can make it as true as you want it to be.
Well, I mean, you could also say that about religion.
Sure.
Or
any
system of belief. If you want to believe in it and you want to get something out of it, you will. And if you want to read it for yucks, then that's all you'll get out of it. And both are fine.
Did we read this for yucks? Is that what we did?
I think
we did it for our patrons. I don't know if this is going to be interesting at all. Please let us know down in the comments if you think this is interesting at all, because I wonder.
I suggested this because there is a podcast called What Your Sign with two astrologers, and they invite guests on and they read them their entire chart.
Have you been invited?
They break it down. I've not been invited.
Okay.
But two comedians that I like were on it, and they read their individual charts, and then they mashed their charts together and told them all about their relationship based on their charts. And I thought it was really fascinating.
Interesting. And did it mostly match up with those two dudes?
It did.
Was it two dudes or two ladies?
It was two gay dudes.
Okay.
And it was really funny because one of them went in with kind of an open mind, and one of them went in with a very closed mind, and he was the one by the end who was like, I think these witches are right. They've solved all my problems.
Wow, these witches. Okay.
He called them witches the whole time.
Straight up witches. All right.
I think they were basically okay with that. But it was very funny. So there, if you liked this, listen to What's Your Sign. They didn't sponsor or know who we are. But that's why I thought this might have been like a fun thought experiment.
Oh, that was interesting.
And you're an air sign, so that means you're malleable and you go with the flow. So I just bullied you into doing what I wanted.
I don't think that's how that worked, but sure. Speaking of bullying, hey, Ashley, what are you reading?
Hey, right now I am finishing up the last published volume, but the second to last volume of the OMG Check Please webcomic.
Okay.
Which is, I've talked about it on various podcasts before, but it's a great independent webcomic about hockey players who date and make pies. And the third volume came out on Kickstarter, and I finally got around to reading it, and I loved it. Jason, what are you reading right now?
I've just been reading a bunch of Will Eisner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I read his, again, we're driving, I cannot remember the name of the book.
He'll remember, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it's he did this one about like letters from war or something like that.
Oh, it's like sitting on your nightstand.
It is. It's I can't remember the name of it because it's a bunch of short stories about war, and it's Will Eisner, and it's because I'm reading it for research right now.
Cool.
So there you go.
There you go.
Will Eisner.
Yes. Can you say goodbye to our Patreon children?
Say goodbye, Patreon children.